American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54. Past participle verbs are sometimes referred to as third form. Past participle verbs are most known for their usage in the perfect tenses. They are also used in all but five tenses in passive voice. There are irregular and regular verbs. Regular past participle verbs are formed using the suffix ed. They are unique in that most past participles are also used as noun modifiers or adjectives. In the perfect tenses, the auxiliary verb have is used. In passive voice, the verb to be is used. All verbs in English have four principal parts: present, present participle, past, and past participle. Present participle is the suffix ing. Ask your teacher for a further explanation. Here are some present perfect past participle examples. Can you find the auxiliary and full verbs? Here's a question. Have I ever been to Mexico? The answer might be yes, I have, or no, I haven't. This is present perfect. Have is your verb, I is your pronoun, ever is an adverb, been is participle to, it's third form, and to is a preposition, Mexico is a noun. So, have I ever been to Mexico? Yes, I have, or no, I haven't. Have you eaten breakfast yet? Yes, I have, or no, I haven't. Have you eaten breakfast yet? This is present perfect. It's used for today, not yesterday. It's used for today. Hey, have you eaten breakfast yet? That tells me that maybe I thought you would have already eaten breakfast. Maybe you normally eat breakfast around this time, so I know something about you. Again, this is eaten, yes, eat, ate, eaten. This is participle to, the verb to eat. Have we got time to eat? Yes, we do, or no, we don't. Have is your verb. We use that with present perfect. We is your pronoun. Got is third form or participle to. Have we got time to eat? Yes, we do, or no, we don't. Have they already arrived? Yes, they have, or no, they haven't. Have they already arrived? This is present perfect. Already is an adverb. Arrived is a regular verb with ed. To arrive or arrived, arrived. Arrived is both past simple and participle to or third form. Has he called you yet? Yes, he has, or no, he hasn't. Has he called you yet? This is present perfect. Call is a regular verb to call or called, called. And in this case, we use the adverb yet to indicate that I expect someone to call soon, or I expected someone to call earlier. So if that person hasn't called, I expect them to call soon. Has she spoken to you today? Yes, she has, or no, she hasn't. Speak, spoke, spoken. This is participle to, and we're using the tense present perfect here. Has it been painted recently? Yes, it has, or no, it hasn't. Has it been? This is present perfect passive. Has it been painted recently by someone? Paint, painted, painted. This is your verb. Paint. This is a full verb. Recently is your adverb. Here are some past participle adjective examples. The company I work for is satisfied with my work. To satisfy is a verb. So satisfy, satisfied, past simple, satisfied, past participle. Here we're using past participle, a verb, as an adjective or noun modifier. It is a satisfied company. He was disgusted by the ongoing investigation. Someone was disgusted, a disgusted person. This is participle two or third form, disgust, disgusted, disgusted. I'm interested in basketball and football. It's how I feel. To interest, interest, interested, interested. So interested with ED, interest with ED describes my feeling. How do you feel? Well, I'm very interested in basketball and football. Are you worried about your new job? To worry. Worry, worried, worried. So, a worried person. Are you worried? No, I'm not worried about my new job. My brother and sister are scared of the dark. To scare. Scare, scared, scared. This is how they feel. They are scared of the dark. Scared is an adjective. Ask your teacher for a full explanation of past participle verbs and tenses. Have fun with past participle verbs. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson. American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.